Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's Friday the 13th, the first one of 2020. But don't worry, we had two of these in 2020 and everything turned out. Oh, shoot. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, August 13th, 2021, the first Friday, the 13th of 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, Friday, the 13th. Yeah, last year we had two of these. This is the only one this year. It's the only, like, we only have one this year. In 9 months, we've got another one in May of 2022. So, we've only got today to worry about for those of you that fear Friday the 13th, but I don't think there really is much to fear about Friday the 13th. And you know, I mean, if you got the triskaidekaphobia, which is fear of the number 13, then maybe today is not the day for you. It caused me to think, like, why are we afraid of Friday the 13th and the number 13? Where does the bad luck come from? Is it because the number 12 is so cool? You know, 12 months in a year, 12 hours in each half of the day. I don't know. Maybe it goes back to the Bible. Yeah, biblical days. The Last Supper, 13 people attended. It was on the 13th day. The crucifixion was on a Friday the 13th. The Knights Templar, they were all slaughtered on the 13th as well. Maybe it's tarot cards that cause our fear because the 13th card is death. Yeah, by the way, a coven of witches has 13 members. There's Apollo 13. America, the original 13 colonies. Oh, wait, that was actually kind of a good thing. Actually, Apollo 13, you know, they got pretty lucky. They came out fine. They just didn't get to land on the moon and do the joyride on the little car thing. How about this? Baker's dozen. That's like, you know, you ask for donuts, they give you a baker's dozen. That's one extra donut. Let's just look at today as one extra donut. How about that? Maybe that'll make today a little less fearful, I guess, or make us all a little less fearful today of Friday the 13th. And maybe go check out that movie because it's good. The original ones, man, those are good. Pretty freaky. It's also National Blame Someone Else Day because that happens on the first Friday the 13th of each year. So if you did something, well, today's the day to blame someone else. I'm sure politicians will be doing that today. Well, they don't wait for the first Friday the 13th. They just kind of start that. It's also National Prosecco Day today. The Italian white wine, it's sparkling, and it's named after a village in Italy. What's the pairing with that? Well, they suggest smoked salmon, chicken, or turkey. Definitely not filet mignon. So they didn't really pair this very well because it's also National Filet Mignon Day. The perfect pairing for that would be some Pinot Noir. This filet mignon stuff, it's sort of stressing me out. It is so expensive right now. Meat is just crazy expensive, and I'm hating it. Filet mignon is as high as $35 a pound in some places. Bone-in filet mignon, which is kind of the better cut, is like up to $80 per 12 to about 14 ounces. So yeah, this sort of just, the reason why this stresses me out, yeah, there's the money where I don't want to pay that much for this, but there's also, like, I don't want to burn something that costs $80. That freaks me out. I kind of go for the lower cost meat, you know, try to make that taste good. If that works, there's a little less stress. I maybe have barbecue imposter syndrome. I don't know. It's also International Left-Handers Day. We'll diagnose me later. Yeah, International Left-Handers Day. This is about 10% of the population. So statistically, 10% of you listening right now are lefties. Who are some famous lefties? Well, Ronald Reagan. It's kind of odd that he's a lefty. George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Tom Cruise, Paul McCartney. Those are all lefties. Hey, that music's playing. You know why? Well, because The weekend's coming up, and we don't do a show on the weekend, but I gotta tell you what's going on. Well, Saturday is National VJ Day. What does that mean? It's the victory over Japan. And actually, this is celebrated in the United Kingdom. So I'm helping you out for those listening to me on the other side of the pond there. The official U.S. commemoration of this is actually September 2nd when the papers were signed. We waited till the docs were signed before we were okay with this. Yeah, in Japan, actually, it's celebrated on August 15th, and it's usually known as Memorial Day of the End of the War. There were celebrations essentially everywhere, except for in Japan, of course. This is when, you know, those photos would happen in Times Square, all that fun stuff happening where everybody was all excited that the war was over. It's also National Creamsicle Day tomorrow, National Code Talkers Day, National Bowling Day, and National Garage Sale Day. So maybe you can pick up some photos of people celebrating. I don't know, some old World War memorabilia. Yeah. Sunday is National Leathercraft Day. I'll let you figure that one out for yourself. National Relaxation Day. I love that one. And while you're relaxing, you can have some lemon meringue pie because it's National Lemon Meringue Pie Day, as well as World Honeybee Day. That could either be relaxing or not so relaxing. Sunday is also This Is Today Day. Yeah, it's the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. I thank you all for listening, and I hope you continue to do so. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure, next week. Okay, Saturday's birthdays include Doc Holliday, born in 1851. Steve Martin turned 76. Magic Johnson is 62 on Saturday. Mila Kunis, 38. Tim Tebow, 34. On Sunday, it's Napoleon Bonaparte's birthday. It's also the birthday of Melinda Gates, Deborah Messing, and Joe Jonas. Joe Jonas turns 32. Messing is 53. Melinda Gates, 57. That is what is going on this weekend. Let's take a look at our events for today. All right, we start today in 1961 with the construction of the Berlin Wall. Yeah, so it started on this day. Basically, this was going to be a wall completely surrounding East Berlin. The wall took about a decade of construction to complete. But here's the thing. I could tell you about why it went up. We could talk about this symbol of communism gone wrong, or we could talk about the crazy way that this thing came down. Yeah, at a press conference, a spokesperson for the government was basically reading from some notes prepared for him that he seemed to like not read in advance. And he just said, oh yeah, we now allow travel between East and West Berlin. Now, here's the thing with this. So many people tried to cross this. About a little over 100 people died trying to cross this. It's two walls, technically, right? There's a fence. There's what was called the death strip. Yeah, that's what they called it. It was filled with like spike strips and landmines and all this crazy stuff. And it was in sand. And there were like people watching from watchtowers around to make sure that anybody that would try to cross would be shot and killed. If you made it past the death strip, which about 5,000 people did, then you were free to escape East Berlin. But yeah, over 100 people died. Okay, so here's the thing. Now, this guy's saying, yeah, we can travel between East and West Berlin. Somebody asked him a follow-up question. When can it start? And he fumbles through his notes and he says, now? So people took it. They did it. They went. The security guards at the wall were overwhelmed. They didn't expect this many people. Thousands of people just went to the wall so that they can like hang out with the people from the other side there. They started ripping down the wall that night. It was a crazy night. This was in November, November 9th of 1989 when the wall came down. Check out some YouTube videos on this. And also check out that press conference. Watching this guy so uncomfortable as he reveals this information, It's just hilarious. It's fun to watch, and I would hate to be that guy. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. As I mentioned, it's Friday the 13th. Well, it's also Alfred Hitchcock's birthday. He was born on this day in 1899, as was Fidel Castro, born on this day in 1926. Dan Fogelberg turns 70, and guess what? Annie Oakley was born on this day in 1860. That is your look at August 13th. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and hey, a lucky Friday the 13th. I'm Russ. I will talk to you on Monday.